This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. Last week, the Nora Police Department was looking for a missing 16-year-old child, Chloe Lynn Kinney. They reported she was found safe up in Massachusetts. And the state police there were holding Chloe until her father could come pick her up. Nora Police Department also said that Michael Oliver of Clinton, Massachusetts, was arrested and served with fugitive warrants in Berlin, Massachusetts, and charged with human trafficking of a child victim, abduction of a child, and soliciting a child's electronic device. They said they were thankful for the assistance of the Berlin, Massachusetts Police Department, the Massachusetts State Police Abduction Unit, and Stanley County Communications. Because of the dedication and hard work by these agencies involved, they were able to safely locate the missing juvenile. They would also like to thank community members who called with valuable information. A happy ending to a dangerous situation. Authorities arrested and charged 29-year-old Rico Crump with three counts of conspiracy to deliver a Schedule II substance, three counts of conspiracy to deliver heroin, and trafficking opium or heroin, also possession of drug paraphernalia. He is being held under a $1 million bond. Authorities also arrested 30-year-old Tiffany Hatley, charged her with multiple counts of trafficking in methamphetamine, also possession of drug paraphernalia, conspiracy to traffic amphetamine, and conspiracy to sell methamphetamine, as well as conspiracy to deliver methamphetamine. She is being held under a $2,750,000 bond. Authorities also arrested and charged 30-year-old Braxton Pfeiffer with trafficking opium or heroin, selling or delivering a Schedule II substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession with the manufacture or sell or distribute a Schedule II substance. He is being held under a $2 million bond. Melissa Smith, who was the community outreach person with Stanley County School District and former principal of Central Elementary, is moving to Greystone Day School. They said they have joined the administrative team there, and Smith will serve as the facilitator of the Center of Excellence, where she will oversee educational initiatives and programs to support student learning, teacher development, and school operations. One of these initiatives include the Career and College Promise, a partnership with Stanley Community College where students are eligible to enroll in college classes through their high school. One of the many benefits of CCP program is that it helps to gain college credits in order for students to finish their college journey sooner. Smith will coordinate online courses and ensure students have access to educational opportunities that align with the academic standards while promoting academic growth. Helen Ants, Chief Administrative Officer with Greystone Day School, said, "We are so excited to have Dr. Smith joining them this summer. Her enthusiasm and energy is infectious, and she will bring many years of experience with her working in education and with the community," said Helen Ants. Smith served as principal for 14 years of Central Elementary and most recently as director of community engagement and dropout prevention with Stanley County Schools. She earned a Bachelor of Science in Elementary Education from University of South Florida, a Master's in Education in Educational Leadership from Nova Southeastern University, and her Doctor in Education Leadership from the University of North Carolina in Charlotte. She's married to Tim Smith and resides in Albemarle. Albemarle High School track star Kayla Garrett headed out to Eugene, Oregon, to Hayward Field, where she competed in the 400-meter hurdles at the Olympic Trials to try to make the Olympic team. It was Sunday night, and Kayla came in seventh out of nine competitors. She faced some tough competition as the winner, Sydney McLaughlin LeVon, broke the women's 400-meter hurdles world record for the fifth time on Sunday after crossing the line of 50.65 seconds at the Olympic Trials. The 24-year-old Olympic champion improved her previous mark of 50.68 set 2 years ago at the same Hayward Field track and will travel to Paris to defend her title. Kids from all over the county came to downtown Albemarle on Saturday for Big Truck Day. There was fire trucks, police cars, big working vehicles of all kinds, plus tractors to climb in. Kids got to use the sirens and lights on the emergency vehicles. Even though it was hot, the water in the big water truck was cool, and kids had a fantastic time playing in the water in the street. We even got a chance to check in with one of the youngsters there that day and see what he thought about the Big Truck Day. Well, hey there. What's your name?
Jetson.
And did you get to see all the big trucks today?
Yes.
And which ones were your favorite?
All of them.
All of them, right? Why not? Because they're all pretty cool, aren't they?
Yes.
Did you get to turn on the siren on any of the police cars or anything?
No.
No, but they sound pretty neat, don't they?
Yes.
All right, well, thanks for talking to me.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County brought to you by Desco. Sunny today with a high near 86. Partly cloudy skies overhead tonight. The low going down to 63. Mostly sunny and a bit warmer on Wednesday. We'll see highs in the upper 80s to near 90. This forecast brought to you by Desco, your source for everything electrical. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Holmesy, Eddie Van Handler, Bill Bubba Bussey, and Rick Burgess.
Here we go, 6 minutes past the hour. From the Big Boy Studio, out on the bleeding edge of technology, from Sweet Home Alabama to the rest of the world. Back from vacation. We've hit vacation stories pretty good. Adler, we asked him if he had any, and he just said, I was sick the entire week. So, sorry about that, buddy. You didn't get to do anything, buddy?
I did go to Mentone, Alabama.
Yes.
Which is like a little mountain town. I think you guys have been a couple times.
Oh, everybody knows Mentone. Yeah.
I have never been, but a lot of the guys here have.
And I went with the wife. We had a